Major Perigord slipped out of his tattered tunic and donned the one that Mother Buscall had made for him. It was blue linen, homespun, but beautifully fashioned from an ancient bedquilt. Fastening on the medals from his old tunic, he bowed gracefully and kissed the Squirrel Mother's paw.
My thanks to you, lady. I'll wear it with honour and pride. Mayhap I'll even return here with it unharmed.
The Dibbons dove upon the Major's old tunic.
May you want a smile? Get your paws off it, shall we?
Perigord eyed them sternly.
Silence in the ranks there, you fiends! You can wear it a day each at a time. Slowly first.
Even the search party, led by Viola, had left off their task to see the Red Wall Army on its way. Elders and Dibbons alike lined the path to the main gate as the warriors marched past, four abreast, every creature well armed and carrying provisions. Arvin and Perigord stood to one side, each drawing his blade to salute the flag, which was being borne by Skipper. The stout otter dipped the colours, awaiting orders as the columns formed up on the path outside. It was a high summer day, and the sun shone out of a sky that appeared bluer than it had ever been. They stood waiting in silence, listening to the grasshoppers chirruping and skylarks singing on the western flatlands. Many Redwallers straightened their backs, breathed deeply, and blinked to prevent a tear appearing, wondering if they would ever see the old abbey on such a beautiful day again. All the goodbyes had been said, though Major Perigord bowed to Sister Viola and spoke a last few words.
"'It's always hard to leave a place, ma'am, particularly when certain friends are not there to wish you farewell. I wish you every good fortune in your search for the Mother Abbess and her companions. In happier, more peaceful times, myself and the patrol would have been at your disposal to help find them. But alas, it was not to be. I hope you bear me no ill will, ma'am. I must bid you goodbye."
Sister Viola smiled at the gallant heir.
How could any true Red Waller bear ill will to a brave soldier marching to defend our home and our very lives? Never fear, sir. I will find our lost friends. I bid you success and good fortune along with my goodbye. You are a perilous creature, Major.
Sergeant Torgok's stentorian roar rang out through gateway and path.
Flag bearer, three paces forward. All of us out to the vanguard. In the ranks. Attention. Corporal Robin Up, beat the advance. Bear the rate. Quick march.